Hello.
Hello, hi. This is Georgia Surveys. How you doing, sir? Doing good, sir. So like I said, I'm calling you from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling you anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, sir. Just real quick, what year are you from? Just to make sure you're 18 years and up.
65.
Okay. What is your race, sir?
American.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Not quite sure right now.
Not sure.
I would say a Democrat.
Okay, great. Do you consider yourself a strong or an strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Graduated high school.
Great. All right, that was high school. Next, are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or somewhat unsatisfied, or I'm very unsatisfied with the direction in Georgia is headed?
Well, as a state as a whole.
Sorry?
With a state as a whole, I think it's moving in the right direction. Hadn't got there. I need more work, but yeah, I think it's heading in the right direction.
Okay. So very satisfied, right?
Yeah. I'm satisfied. Not very
somewhat
satisfied.
Satisfied?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. Great. Sounds great. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor? And what would you say? And what would you say you strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Yeah, I approve what he's doing right now. He's doing a good job. He really is.
Great. So he's strongly approved. All right, okay. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 meaning you feel neither warm or cold. And 0 means that you're very, very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know, you've never heard of a person, group, tell us what as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Team Scott. Very 0 to 10.
Who you say it?
Team Scott.
Team Scott?
Mm-hmm. Team Scott,
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Okay, gotcha. Brian Kemp?
I would say Kemp is right about 8.
About 8. Okay, great. Hey, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris?
Harris, I would say she's about a 7.
About a 7, great. Donald Trump?
Oh, man, come on, man.
yeah. Is that a 0? I'm sorry. What would you like, sir? Well, how would you rate it?
I would give Trump a 4.
A 4, okay. Republicans in Congress.
I'll go 5 with the Republicans in Congress. All right.
2 more. Ron DeSantis.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Joe Biden. 1 through 10.
I'll give Joe about a 7.
Joe a 7. Oh, gotcha. No problem. Yeah. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. How do you feel? How much power do you feel on the vote, sir, 0 to 10?
For for the presidential?
So how do you feel? Do you feel powerful whenever you're both? Yes, from here to there.
Yeah, I would say I go five, half and half. I mean, you know, it's a toss up.
Okay. All right, no problem. So, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel in the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most in their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale of 0 to 10, sir, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power.
I think the community have, I would say they got a lot of power.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Number, so
I
at 10?
The community got a lot of power, but you got to stick together to make that power work for you. But, yeah, I say it got a lot of power. I say a 10.
Yes. Thank you, sir. How would you best describe, how would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, or there's no difference? It's somewhat less powerful, or is it much less powerful? What would you say, sir? I'm sorry.
Well, I think it's a little powerful than what once was. It's more powerful now than what we once were. I say they're about I would say somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We know it's a little way off, but it stands now. How likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other states and local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance you will vote, or 10 means you definitely will vote.
I'm going to do a 10. I definitely will vote.
Great, beautiful. Would you say you care? Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you do not care at all? Who is elected president in 2024?
I really doesn't care, cause my main thing. My main thing is local voting, cause that's where I would see most of what I need done on a local level versus the president. That's a federal level. I don't see that much.
Okay. Sounds great. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other states and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, I'm sorry, and Donald Trump, or a third party candidate? Would you vote, or would you not vote for a president, or are you undecided? I'm sorry.
Well, I will vote, but it will be a third party.
Third party candidate? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Now for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Since Biden been the president, we typically is just now getting around feeling a lot of his decision, and it's really kind of putting us in a bad spot right now.
So, gotten worse then, right?
It's got a little worse. Yes.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Jobs and wages, 0 to 10.
I would say the jobs and wages should be right at about an 8.
Okay. Reducing racism and discrimination, 0 to 10.
That we've been fighting for years, so you know, we can say what we're going to want, but, you know, it is what it is. It's each individual. I say I get at about I give it about a 9.
Great. All right, and student loan debt.
Student loan debt.
Yeah. What would you rate it, sir? What would you say? It's really important, your opinion.
Well, I think, well, this is my thing. You know, this country as a whole, we make a lot of money. The government takes a lot of taxes out on our money. So the taxes that they take, they can put kids through college without any any loans or grants or any of that. If kids want to go to college, let them go, pay for it, and let that be it. But, yeah, I think they should do away with those.
Okay, so 0 to 10?
I would say that, yeah, 10.
Okay, great. Abortion access.
Now, I don't know. That one kind of hard for me.
So, like a 5? 50,
50? Yeah, I would go with that.
Okay, gotcha.
I hope you're safe on that one.
Yeah, that's a good choice. climate change, how about that?
Yeah, climate change, we should do all we can to, you know, help the climate, you know, do whatever it takes.
Yeah, it's changing. It's getting really hot.
You know, some places are getting hot, some getting even colder, but yeah, I think we should do all we can to.
Okay.
I'll get out of 10, yes.
All right, lastly, healthcare.
A 10 for healthcare.
10, gotcha. All right, same thing. The issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. And zero means the issue has definitely not been one of the of Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number from 0 to 10. You said 10 for jobs and wages, right? Or
yes.
How much did you say?
No, I did. I did like a. Did I do a 9 for jobs?
Oh, no, I think you did 8. I'm sorry. It was 8.
It was 8.
And then.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I got it here. Sorry. Alrighty. So let me see here. Alright, I'm going to read you a list of laws that the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal. A fair amount or not that much or not at all. Let me see here. The Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyree Nichols with federal civil rights violations. It's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of it.
Now, let me hear the question again, though.
Yeah, the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyree Nichols with federal civil rights violations. Do you? It's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of it.
I would say that's a 10. It's heading in the right direction. Yeah, it's a great deal heading in the right direction.
Beautiful. The American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. It's a great deal. A fair amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of it.
I would say a fair amount.
Gotcha. All right, next. In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. It's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of it.
It's not, it's, I can care less about it.
Everyone. Okay, thank you. All right, we're almost done. Now, I'm going to read some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support Biden or Harris tickets in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it's extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and a 0 means it's not all at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by selecting who represents us in government. When it comes to elections, sir, our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for their future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will it politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is Georgia. This is our time in 2024. It is up to us to decide our future. So you're not at all convincing or extremely convincing, 0 to 10?
I'm convinced that I will vote in the 24th
okay.
election. I would say about a 10.
10? Okay.
9, 10, yeah.
Alrighty, next, Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot of things that will help our communities. He's passed policies that support us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lower the cost of critical prescriptions drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities. So 0 to 10, not convincing, not 0, not at all convincing, 10, extremely convincing.
It's not convincing enough to, okay.
Not at all convincing, you said?
No, I didn't say that, but I would just say that's about a 7.
Okay, 7, gotcha. All right, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Is it okay if you did not? But I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? So can you, again, rate from 0 to 10, how much vote power do you feel every time you vote?
I think my vote is powerful.
Powerful. Mm-hmm. 10.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Gotcha. All right. Again, we know it's a little way off, but it stands now. How likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state or local offices? 0 to 10, sir.
10.
Okay, yo, we're almost done. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you do not care at all? Who's selecting president in 2024? Not at all, right?
Not at all. I don't care.
Okay, great. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for President, Congress, and other state and all local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump, or a third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president? Would you not vote for president or... Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
third. Do you want to make sure? Okay, we're almost done, sir. Almost there. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Fair count? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of it? Never heard of them?
Nah, let me hear the question again.
Yes, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Fair count, do you know fair count? Never heard of it?
Never heard of it.
Okay, people's agenda. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of it?
Great deal.
Okay, great. Pro Georgia, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it.
Pro Georgia.
Pro Georgia,
a great deal. Great deal.
All right, Secretary of State. Not that much, great deal. Okay, local board of election.
Yeah, great deal.
New Georgia Project.
New Georgia Project.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of it. Okay. Black Voters Matter. A fair amount. Not that much. A great deal. Not at all. Never heard of it.
Fair amount.
Thank you. And Fair Fights, lastly.
Never heard of it.
Beautiful. Thank you. These next questions are for statistical purposes only. Think about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Three, bisexual or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you, sir. Are you the parent of guardian of any children under age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. How would you describe your employment status? Is it full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired, student, homemaker?
Retired. Okay. Retired.
Great. And lastly, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
Before taxes,
mm-hmm.
It's 110.
110,000?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going to our community, going to your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert?
No.
Okay. No. No problem.
No.
You don't want you wouldn't like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert, right? I'm sorry.
No.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I do thank you for your time, and I hope you have a blessed day, okay?
All right. You do the same now.
Thank you, sir. I got another one.